Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back. Today, we're doing something a little different, diving into a wonderful short story for kids called The Classroom Snow Globe Adventure.
That's right. It's a story full of wonder and winter fun, but we're also going to look at, you know, how it tells its story, how a simple adventure teaches some really big ideas. Think of it as a peek behind the curtain for you, the listener.
Okay, let's set the scene. It's the first chilly morning of December. Mrs. Willow's classroom is buzzing, you know. Winter decorations everywhere, paper snowflakes, sparkly icicles.
Setting that wintry mood.
And right there on the desk, there's this shiny snow globe. Really catches your eye.
And inside, a tiny little schoolhouse, tiny kids, and glittery snow swirling around like little stars. It feels magical already.
Totally. And Miss Willow, she just wanted to teach the kids about winter weather. You know, the usual lesson plan.
The usual plan. But stories often have other ideas, don't they? Especially when there's a curious kid involved.
Right. And that's where Milo comes in. He sees the snow globe and he just can't help himself. He taps the glass. Tap.
Just a little tap at first.
Tap. And then T-A-P.
And boom, that little tap triggers something huge.
Huge is right. Whoosh. Suddenly, glitter fills the whole room like a crazy snowstorm. And poof, the classroom, the real classroom, just vanishes.
Gone. And the kids, they're not in their classroom anymore. They're inside the snow globe.
Whoa.
Yeah. And little Lily whispers, "We're tiny." Imagine that feeling.
Tiny. And they're standing in this snow, but get this, it's not cold. The story says it's warm and tickly.
Warm snow.
Like feathers dancing on their noses. Isn't that neat?
That's a great detail. It immediately tells everyone, the kids in the story and, you know, us listening, that this isn't a scary place. It's a wonder world. Safe for exploring.
Exactly. Time for some fun. And Max, he starts pointing things out right away.
Oh, yeah. What do they find?
Okay, first, glitter slides.
Ah.
Made of shimmering ice.
Whee!
Glitter slides. Okay, I want one of those.
Me too. And marshmallow snowballs. So you can have snowball fights, but like totally safe and fun.
Marshmallow snowballs. That's brilliant. No one gets hurt. Just sticky, maybe. Probably. And they have candy cane sleds, too, zooming down these big, puffy snow hills.
Wow. So this place is basically a winter playground paradise.
Totally. But it's not just the fun stuff. There are friendly creatures, too.
Ah, like who?
Well, they see rabbits wearing mittens, and the rabbits wave hello.
Rabbits in mittens. Seriously, that's adorable.
And penguins waddling by in tiny scarves, and they're offering bowls of warm cocoa snowflakes.
Warm cocoa snowflakes. Okay, this place just keeps getting better. It really shows how Milo's curiosity just opened up this amazing adventure, right?
Definitely. That seems to be the first big idea. Being curious can lead you to incredible places.
Exactly. Curiosity sparks adventure. But, adventures usually have challenges too, don't they?
They do. Just when they're having the best time.
Squish.
Something huge thumps down right next to them.
Squish. What was it? Not a monster, I hope.
No. Something maybe even scarier when you're tiny. It was a giant eraser.
An eraser. Oh.
Yeah.
From the real classroom.
Yeah. Mia gasps. She figures it out. The real classroom is cleaning our desks. We'll get erased.
Oh, no. That's actually quite scary. Like, reality is catching up with them in a big way. Cleanup time.
Total danger zone. So they can't just play anymore. They need to figure out how to get back fast.
Right. And this is where the story shifts a bit. It's not just about exploring anymore. It's about teamwork.
How do they do that? What's the plan?
Well, they don't panic. They work together. They use the stuff around them, the magical stuff. They start building a bridge.
A bridge. Out of what?
Out of the glitter flakes. They all work together, piling them up, making a snow bridge.
Wow. Using the magic of the place to solve a problem. That's smart teamwork.
Exactly. Using imagination and working as a team. Then, quick, they slide down something the story calls a ribbon slope.
A ribbon slope. Sounds fun, even during an escape.
Right. And they hop back through this glowing doorway that leads them home just in time.
Phew. That was close. So they make it back.
P-O-F. Just like that. They tumble back into their normal classroom. They're full-sized again, maybe a little dizzy.
And probably covered in glitter.
Oh, definitely covered in glitter
Yeah.
and giggling because, wow, what an adventure.
What does Miss Willow do? Does she notice?
She does. She blinks, sees all the glitter, sees the kids looking, a bit wild-eyed, and she just
Whoa.
says, "Well, I guess that snow globe really brought winter to life."
Huh. She kind of gets it without needing the whole explanation. I like that.
Me too. It keeps the magic alive. And Milo, of course, he's ready for more. He immediately asks,
Let me guess. Can we go back tomorrow?
"You got it. Always the curious one."
So what does Mrs. Willow say? Can they?
She smiles and she gives the final lesson of the story. She says, "Only if we use teamwork and imagination."
So she's connecting it all. Curiosity is great. It starts things, but you need teamwork and imagination to make the adventure work and, get home safely.
Precisely. That's the core message. And then there's one last little touch.
Oh, what is it?
The snow globe on the desk gives one tiny magical twinkle, like it's winking.
Ooh, I love that. Like the magic is still there waiting.
Waiting for the right mix of curiosity, teamwork, and imagination.
So, recapping for everyone listening, we just went inside a snow globe. We saw warm snow, glitter slides, marshmallow snowballs.
We saw how a little bit of curiosity from Milo kicked off this whole amazing journey into a world made of wonder.
But we also saw how things got a bit scary with that giant eraser.
Right, and how the kids had to switch from just exploring to working together, using their imaginations to build that glitter bridge and escape.
It really shows that, yeah, curiosity starts the adventure.
But teamwork is what brings everyone safely home. That's the big takeaway, isn't it? Exploring together makes the discovery better and safer.
It really does. So here's something to think about. That little tap from Milo, that simple act of curiosity, unlocked this huge adventure. How often do small things, maybe things you do just because you're curious, open up something unexpectedly big?
And maybe think about how having your friends, your team, with you makes those big adventures not just possible, but also how you make sure everyone gets back. Okay, ready for the next one? It's about starting the journey and finishing it together.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.